You're about to get a triple jab inoculation of freedom against woke BS, corporate media, and the Marxist left. Side effects may include independent thought and a sudden urge for liberty.
This is so rich.
We have seen gas prices go down.
Aren't they still dollars a gallon higher than when you guys took office, though?
First of all, we have to look at the impact of how we got there, right?
Joe Biden is putting America last, that he's shutting down American pipelines to provide good high-paying American jobs, yet he's letting Vladimir Putin build a pipeline to Western Europe.
Food prices going up, to inflation going up. So that is really important.
Come on, cut the crap.
Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep you a big mess away from me and mine.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Welcome back to the Wendy Bell radio program. Remember to download our podcast, available wherever you download your favorite podcasts. This is your home for common sense conservatism, ladies and gentlemen. If there is one story our government needs to talk about, if there is one story our media needs to wake up and talk about, if there is one story that you and I must go home and discuss with our families, particularly our children, it is the story of the drug crisis, made even so much worse by our open borders, by the drug cartels, fentanyl, meth, all of it. It is killing people. It is killing way too many people. There is a father in California named Jaime Puerta. He lost his son, and he started something, and it's big, and it's growing, and he needs you to know about it. And I'm very excited to offer him time here on this program for me to hear his voice as he talks to us about what it's like to look in the mirror and realize that your life is forever changed. Jaime, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much for having me on. I truly appreciate it.
Daniel, tell me about Daniel.
Daniel was a great kid. Daniel was a fantastic kid. You know, he was very much loved by everybody who knew him. He was a light in everybody's lives. He was super intelligent, very smart, and had more friends that weren't girls, that were boys. And they said that he gave the best boyfriend advice in the world. And my home was always full of his friends. And but that all changed on April the 1st, unfortunately, of 2020. Daniel had been, sorry, I get a little emotional when I talk about my boy.
Of course. But
Daniel had been diagnosed with ADHD and severe depression, and at the height of the pandemic, we believe he went onto Snapchat and connected with a drug dealer, and he ordered what he thought was a blue M30 oxycodone pill, but unfortunately, it wasn't an oxycodone pill. In fact, it had no pharmaceutical-grade medicine in it whatsoever. What it was a fake pill made of binder and fentanyl, and it killed him. It killed him almost immediately. I found him dead in his bedroom in the safest place in the world, and I had found half the pill that he had consumed, and they took it, and they did an analysis of it, and sure enough, it was pure fentanyl. And then I started to learn a lot more about this scourge that has been decimating almost a generation of young children in our country. And basically what is going on is that 2012, the Chinese triad started sending fentanyl to the United States, to the United States postal system. They were adding it to heroin and methamphetamine due to its very strong effects that it had. But then during a previous administration, you know, in the mid-2000s, we had a huge opioid crisis in the United States where we had over 25 million Americans addicted to opioids. And to no fault of his own, under the Obama administration, they basically handcuffed our orthopedic surgeons and doctors, and through the VA, of how many opioids could be prescribed. So what that did was it left a lot of people high and dry. So there were people who got clean, and there were people who just, instead of taking the pills, they transferred to heroin. But then due to that, those regulations of being changed, the Mexican cartels found that they have a new business model, and basically what they said, well, if they're not going to be able to prescribe these medications anymore, what we're going to do is we're just going to start pressing our own pills. We're going to start cloning Percocets. We're going to start cloning oxycodones, Oxycontins, Vicodins, Xanax bars, Valium, you name it, they cloned them. And what that did was it was a perfect storm, because there were a lot of people in need of these opioids. They wanted to get them. They went onto the black market. But more so, they went onto social media apps. Drug dealing doesn't happen practically anymore in brick-and-mortar building. It's all done through social media apps like Instagram, Snapchat, WeChat, Meta, Facebook. So what this did was that it opened up a new market due to the fact that most of our children all have cell phones. And let's face it, we're an over-medicated society, and children, when they, they go after puberty, they want to spread their wings, they want to experiment, or they want to self-medicate either due to physical or emotional trauma. So we have these kids going onto social media apps, ordering these pills, and according to Bill Bonner, who's the SAC special agent in charge of the Los Angeles Field DEA office here, 40 to 50% of all these pills are deadly, which is why you continuously see the number of deaths in the United States climb. Most people don't understand this problem because they think about, due to the stigma of addiction and overdose, most people feel like, well, this could never happen to my family because I don't have anybody who is addicted to drugs in my family, and I don't have anybody who uses drugs recreationally. But I'm very sorry to tell your public, but you're sorely mistaken. This is happening every day. Los Angeles County alone, 2 weeks ago, there was an emergency when we had 10 kids from the Los Angeles Unified School District who had been poisoned. And so it's a national security crisis of epic proportions. They are decimating a generation of children, and nothing is practically being done about it, which is why there are so many organizations like my own, made up of bereaved parents who have to get out of bed and pause their grief so as to we can go out and tell the public exactly what's happening, and which is what my organization does. Our organization is called Void, Victims of Illicit Drugs. You can find us at stopthevoid.org. We had the pleasure of being part of a documentary that's 21 minutes, 30 seconds long, and we're using this documentary all across the nation in high schools everywhere. I traveled the nation with this documentary, going into high schools and junior high schools, warning kids and parents about the inherent dangers of any kind of drug use now, because it's everywhere. It's not, you can go to the middle of the street and grab a rock and throw it in any direction, and you will hit somebody who has been either directly or indirectly impacted by the fentanyl scourge in the United States. And again, if you think that this can't happen to you, I'm very sorry, but it can. My son was not addicted to drugs. Did he make a bad choice in wanting to connect with a drug dealer and wanting to self-medicate? Absolutely. It was the worst decision of his life, but he certainly did not deserve to die for it. Mm-hmm. Everybody in their life, at one time and another, is going to experiment. The problem is that anybody who experiments in today's day and age will either die or become addicted to fentanyl almost immediately.
When I spoke with you yesterday, Jaime, you said that you were about to give a presentation at a school. What do you say to the students there? What do you say to our children? How do we connect? What do we say?
Well, again, we use our documentary. After we do the documentary, they're left practically speechless because most people don't understand how this is affecting their communities. Again, due to the stigma of addiction and overdose, they had never heard of it. And quite frankly, we had some children in tears. They didn't understand. They were freaked out, like, what is going on? And I tell them, I'm sorry, but right now it's the most perilous time to be a teenager in the United States of America due to this scourge. for the first time in 100 years, the average lifespan of every man and woman in the United States has actually decreased due to fentanyl poisonings. So I tell the children that, you know, I don't tell them don't do drugs. I just tell them the difference of what drug use was back in the 80s to what it is now today. I tell them about the inherent dangers, and I tell them that, look, these cartels, they don't care about your life. You're just a number to them. They just want to profit off of you. They're disrespecting you. And if you lose your life, that's just the cost of business for them. Because what they're trying to do is they're not trying to kill everybody. They're just trying to get you addicted, which is why now we see these rainbow-colored fentanyl pills circulating across the United States. It's already been found in like 22 or 23 states. And why are they doing that? Why are they marketing these pills like this? You know, as well, because they want your children to take them. They actually had a bust down in Nogales where there was this packaging that looked like Skittles packaging, and it was called Nerds or something like that, and it was pure fentanyl. All of these pills were fentanyl. So they are marketing to your children. They want your children to consume these. They hopefully don't die, so they continue coming back, because we, as we know, fentanyl is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine or heroin, and that much more addictive. So I tell the children, I go, if somebody offers you a pill or passes you a joint, you do not consume that at all. You only consume pills that have been prescribed to you by your family doctor. Otherwise, you do not consume anything, because you are literally playing with your life. It's playing Russian roulette with a loaded gun.
Do you have 3 minutes to wait for one more segment? I just have a few more questions for you, unless you're busy. I know you've got a very busy day.
No, it's okay. I'm busy, but I'll wait for you.
Jaime, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, sir. Jaime Puerta from Void, Victims of Illegal Drugs. I can't tell you enough, and you know it, how important this is for us to take action. You know, this is a time for me to tell you quickly about my friends at Gold Co. And I like what they do at Gold Co. because this is a very unsettling time in our country. Obviously, we're in tremendous debt. National debt is not slowing down. They're printing money like it's ridiculous. The stock market is all over the place. We've lost like $9 trillion in value since Joe Biden took office. So you have a 401k and IRA. You're worried, is that next? And it's already being impacted. This is why I want you to talk to our friends at Gold Co. Go to WendyLikesGold.com right now, and they will give you $10,000 or more in free gold, or free silver, I should say, if you open up a qualifying account, okay? WendyLikesGold.com, WendyLikesGold.com, and they will give you $10,000 or more in free silver when you open a qualifying account. I believe in these folks. You can too. Quick timeout. More with Jaime Puerta coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Welcome back, everybody. It is a discussion we have to have about the illicit drug trade in our country, fentanyl in particular. And I am joined again by Jaime Puerta, who lost his 16-year-old son, his beautiful boy Daniel, in 2020. Jaime, when you and I were growing up, we had to look out for kidnappers. You know, the guy in the creepy guy in the van driving by the neighborhood. This is a whole new ballgame. How do you get your Void, the Victims of Illicit Drugs? How do you get your message out there? How can people find you? What are you doing to market this so that everybody can hear you?
Oh, everybody finds us at stopthevoid.org, at stopthevoid.org. People find us through there. They can watch their documentaries, which is there both in English and in Spanish, and that's how they've been contacting us. Again, this documentary is being shown around the nation. The Drug Enforcement Administration is also using it for their education and awareness programs, as well as other organizations, because they tell us, not because I participated in it or anything like that, but we're being told that it's the most powerful documentary in the United States today, which perfectly explains what's happening on the streets of the United States of America in every single bedroom community, town, city in the United States with this fentanyl scourge. It perfectly explains it. People see that. Just yesterday, while I was at this high school giving a presentation, I was called up by two other principals of two other high schools in Los Angeles County for me to go over and give presentations. They feel like it's very impactful. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to a local high school to give a talk to a couple of classrooms of kids on this alone. So we feel that, unfortunately, as much as I would love to arrest our way out of this problem, the Drug Enforcement Administration is doing the best they can with the tools that they have. They need a lot more help. But we feel like the only way that we're going to abate these drug deaths in the U.S. is by education and awareness. And for families, parents, to put aside what there's the stigma of addiction and overdose, look at this again and look at it for what it really is. It's a national security crisis of epic proportions, and we have to get a handle on it. It's going to be very difficult. We've been trying to work with the Biden administration. They said that they're doing everything that they can. This is not a left problem or a right problem. This is an American problem. Fentanyl is not doing, it's not killing people in Mexico. It's not killing people in Europe. It's only affecting the United States and Canada. So the only way we can stop these or at least slow these deaths down, again, is through education and awareness. So you can find our documentary at StopTheVoid.org. You can reach out to us. We're more than happy to schedule presentations at your high schools, junior high schools. We're all self-funded. And so, yeah, if anything or anybody wants us to go out to their town or city or go to their high schools as well, we'd be more than happy to.
I have about 2 minutes left, Jaime. Tell me what kind of response you're getting from people who hear what you're doing, because I'm sure you are flooded wherever you go by people who have stories such as yours.
Well, you know, people only really reach out until it happens either to them personally or it happens in their community. I live in Santa Clarita, California. We've had a rash of deaths here due to fentanyl poisoning, so a lot of children. There was one girl who just dropped dead at what we called concerts at the park, and they want to know. And so our documentary was shown to the whole William S. Hart Union School District, where they showed the documentary to 22,000 students. Those students then went home and talked to their parents. Their parents started watching the documentary, and then they started trying to get a hold of me and reaching out to me and trying to understand more of this problem. You know, sometimes when this first happened to me, I felt like, you know, I was trying to warn the public of what was happening, but I felt like I was in a horrible episode of The Twilight Zone, like if somebody had dropped me down in the middle of New York Times Square in a plexiglass cube, pounding my fist on there, trying to warn people, but people just kept walking by me, not listening to me. Well, now people are listening. You know, we have 80,000 fentanyl-related drug deaths in the United States in 2021, fentanyl and fentanyl-related substances. And now we're at that number already, and we still have 3 more months to finish the year out.
Jaime, your voice is so important, and I want to thank you for carving out time on a very busy day. I know you have places to go, sir, and I want to thank you as the mom in me says, oh boy, we need you, and we're going to carry on your mission. It is called Void. StopTheVoid.org. Jaime, thank you very much for your time, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you as well.
Thank you very much. This is... I'm going to get this video. I'm going to watch this video, and I'm going to talk to my kids' schools, and I'm going to say we have to play this. It has to happen, because it's not just college. It's not junkies. It's little kids. It's everyone, and it's purposeful, and it's scary, and we have to talk about it now, not tomorrow. Quick time out. We're back in just a moment on the Wendy Bell Radio program.
I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words. Melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gotta take the life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rain.
Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Program. There's a side of me that is not looking forward to the endless committees, the hearings, when I believe the rightful transfer of power from Democrat to Republican happens, at the very least in the House of Representatives. But I'm going to say this, and I mean it with complete certainty, that until we get to the bottom of all of the jazz that's been going on these last several years, we are going to be doomed to have the same evil and corruption repeated. And that is not acceptable. I want to know everything. I want to know everything about the Biden crime family syndicate. I want to know everything about Hunter. I want to know about the 10% for the big guy. The same way I felt back in 2018 or 19 or whatever it was during impeachment farce number one, that made up all this stuff about President Trump. And I remember looking at Brock and saying, if the guy is corrupt, I want to know about it, and he should not be in office. Lo and behold, it seems the only person who's not committed any crime, who hasn't sold out to a foreign bidder, who isn't available to bribes, has been Donald Trump. I want to know it all, because we already know it all. There are endless books written. Look at our website. Look at the app, Wendy Bell Radio Network app. Brock has put all these books that he and I, mostly he, have read about all of these crazy times, because it is not okay. It is not okay to be on autopilot. Cruise control works on the highway for a brief period of time, but when you start to doze off, it snaps you up. When you hit those rumble strips, you wake up real fast and say, okay, well, maybe I need to start paying attention again. Houston, we're there. I want to know it all. I want to know how Hillary Clinton is allowed to get away with wiretapping Donald Trump, a candidate for the president of the United States, and then wiretapped him after that. And they brush it off as though it's just politics. Eh, that's just what you should expect. No, it's not. I want to know how many people were profiting off of SARS-CoV-2 before it was surreptitiously leaked to the humanity of planet Earth under the guise of, oh, it was a wet market thing. It is not okay that the people who represent the highest levels of science, whose guidance is ostensibly to protect us, I want to know how many of them were down with the charade. How much money did you make? How much money has friggin' Bill Gates made peddling his terrible things around planet Earth? This whole disgusting depopulation agenda, was COVID part of that? I want to know. And you know what they say? Because of this technological age and the internet, under the guise of keeping you safe, remember, there's always that setup. They know better than you. You just sit back there. You snooze in the back seat. We're behind the steering wheel. We got this. And when you start to be a little suspicious or you start getting sick, we're going to say, wait a minute, this is for the greater good. And we really need to make sure we monitor everything so you stay safe. This whole idea of freedom of speech is thrown around like it's just this, like it's a rag doll. Now, see, actually, we believe in these things. We believe in freedom, which is why we squawked about the absolute lunacy of forcing people to take medicine that isn't medicine, that wasn't tested appropriately, whose test results were covered up, whose people lied. And these folks expect us ever again to believe in them? Are you out of your mind? But one of the craziest players out there in the realm of nutty psycho evil, I think, is from New Zealand, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. She was before the United Nations. I don't know when this was, probably earlier this week. And she's going to stand on her on her podium of goodness under the guise of protection. Oh, we need to protect people from misinformation. No, what you need to do is stop being a scumbag. That's what you need to do. You need to let the rest of us live our lives without you meddling in them, taxing us into oblivion or putting a proverbial gun to our head to take something that we know we don't trust. So I have a series of three audio sound bites for you. This is how they package it. It is all very familiar. Take out internet, social media, and COVID or vaccine or whatever. It's the same playbook. In order to control you, they have to control the message. Ye who controls the message controls the masses. This is lunatic, I believe, Jacinda Ardern, talking about the need of the people at the UN, you know, the global elite, to control the information. Listen.
This week, we launched an initiative alongside companies and nonprofits to help improve research and understanding of how a person's online experiences are curated by automated processes. This will also be important in understanding more about mis- and disinformation online, a challenge that we must, as leaders, address.
We must address this as world leaders. Misinformation equals people are onto us. And by golly, we can't let them be on to us. So I'm going to speak in veiled code and say, yo, hey, 193 countries participating here, pay attention to me. And she's, of course, not done. She's going to continue. It's all about the disinformation. Listen.
Sadly, I think it's easy to dismiss this problem as one in the margins. I can certainly understand the desire to leave it to someone else. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. But while I cannot tell you today what the answer is to this challenge, I can say with complete certainty that we cannot ignore it. To do so poses an equal threat to the norms we all value.
It's up to us to keep everybody safe. Code four, work with me. Now, if you're watching, you saw the woman from India. She's looking around going, has anybody else fallen for this? Because this lady's creepy.
She says she can't identify it, but they have to stop it.
That's
if you can't identify it, how do you stop it?
It's just a big, broad brush, and it means we have to spy on everything everybody is doing, which Facebook, by the way, has already done. Audio soundbite number three. She's going to say the quiet part out loud. Climate change. Go.
After all, how do you successfully end a war? If people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal, but noble. How do you tackle climate change if people do not believe it exists? How do you ensure the human rights of others are upheld when they are subjected to hateful and dangerous rhetoric and ideology? The weapons may be different, but the goals of those who perpetuate them is often the same: to cause chaos and reduce the ability of others to defend themselves, to disband communities, to collapse the collective strength of countries who work together.
Where's that happening? I don't know where that's happening. What are you talking about? This is sort of similar to the whole white supremacy thing. It's the biggest threat to our democracy, these crazy right-wing whack jobs we don't know about and they're creating issues for. The FBI ginning up cases because there aren't enough to fulfill the need that the left has to create the narrative that they have to get in here and they have to control everything. And finally, number four, you guys know how this goes. It's magic. It's for the greater good.
But we have an opportunity here to ensure that these particular weapons of war do not become an established part of warfare. In these times, I'm acutely aware of how easy it is to feel disheartened. We are facing many battles on many fronts. But there is cause for optimism, because for every new weapon we face, there is a new tool to overcome it. For every attempt to push the world into chaos, is a collective conviction to bring us back to order. We have the means. We just need the collective will.
Ew. Ew, ew, ew. There's not chaos. If there's chaos, it is sown by people like you. You are the problem. And the funny thing is, we all know it. And you know that we know it, which is why you're standing before your global elite friends, your cronies at the United Nations, and calling out the battle cry. There's chaos out there. We must quell it. It is only within our she's the firefighter arsonist, except worse, because she's going to cash in on it. She's got the insurance policy on the ruined remains of the building she's going to torch. These people are the problem. It's not you. It's not me. It's not your neighbor. It's not even the crazy liberal with a John Fetterman sign in their yard. They're not the problem. The problem is this idea that we're awakening. That, my friends, is the storm that I talked about at the very beginning. Yes, Florida is getting absolutely crushed. But these global elites are seeing something else brewing out there. It's not climate change. It's the Great Awakening. And they know it. More Gains Fitness, 4 locations, Somerset and Cambria counties in Western Land before time. All the stuff inside you need to get fit, to get strong, to lose weight. You've got the free weights. You've got the plate-loaded machines. You've got the track. The indoor turf. You've got all of the things you need in a gym, but you've got the right people to help you. They are patriots. They love America. They believe in what you believe in. And they are good, honorable people. An Air Force veteran, former police officer, they own these places. They invite you to come. Check it out. 4 locations, 24 hours a day, group classes, individual times. All that you need. MorgainsFitness.com. Check him out today. MorgainsFitness fitness.com. Quick time out when we come back. Oh boy, oh boy, oh. I have a story for... You know what? I have a video too. We're going to see if we can squeeze it in and go out with a bang today. Don't go anywhere. We're back in just a moment on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. These last couple years, they've proven to us it's time to get some things in order, right? How about all of your financial documents? How about some roadmap to your financial future, where your money and assets go after you pass away? Maybe you don't want to talk about that, but you need to because it's important for your peace of mind. And I've got a great lawyer. His name is John D'Onofrio, and his law practice for 40 years has been dedicated to this stuff. Elder law matters, asset protection, estate settlement, drafting wills, powers of attorney and trusts, and oftentimes he can help you avoid the crippling cost of income and inheritance tax. Call him today. Find out. 412-928-2068. 412-928-2068. Attorney John D'Onofrio. All right, so we have a little video that we found earlier this week, and we've kind of been sitting on it because it hasn't really fit in. But after listening to Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, say it all out loud, and you can see it, there's this desperate need to continue on the high horse of control. I don't understand what happens to people. Why are some people susceptible to being dark and evil? I don't get it. Why would you want to control anyone? Beyond my understanding. But if you don't believe that these people are against us in a big way, oh my, we've got a little montage action for you. And again, it is that quiet part out loud in a nice squish together fashion for you. Enjoy, as you know, MAGA is the worst of all evil. Listen.
This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil.
There is an ultra-right MAGA contention in this country that wants to overthrow the U.S. government.
It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
The extremists that we're dealing with every single day, we've got to kill and confront that movement.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate right-wing extremists and Republican Party anymore.
I see this as a party, a MAGA party, that no longer is confident that they can win elections with votes. And so now they're seeking to enact their political will through violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
And this is why it could be more dangerous than 1860 or the 1930s.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is, in his mind, about a civil war.
It feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
The fact that the base is getting smaller, it makes it more dangerous in a lot of ways, because those are the people who are willing to do things like take up arms and press the questions and tactics that lead to civil war.
This is someone who held that office, who is basically saying to Americans, there should be civil war.
Look at what he's doing last night, as you know, that, you know, more or less salutes that are either QAnon or almost look like Nazism.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
These crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Oh my. You know what? As amusing as that is, I feel badly for these people. I understand why they're so miserable. I get it. Like we talked about yesterday, I understand your misery because you signed up for something that stinks to its core. What you thought long ago was your Democrat Party isn't that anymore. It's been hijacked. These people are crazy. They think you're crazy on the flip side. Look, all I'm saying when I talk about, let's say, Kevin McCarthy and his commitment to America is that we are not to be smokescreened. Don't placate me. Don't give me bells and whistles and flashing lights. You don't need to put in music in your story. Just tell me what's going on. If you're a reporter and you're covering a hurricane, just tell me what's happening. You don't have to pretend like you're being blown over. You don't have to insert your own hyperbole. Just tell us the way it is. Unless, of course, there's nothing authentic going on anymore. Like the right has an awful lot wrong with it, just like the left does. But the reason why I've chosen this side is because I believe truly at its core is this never-ending idea that what is right for me is right for thee, for all of us. It's not about factions. It's not about us versus them. It's not about looking at you as though you are different, but that rather, no matter how we live different lives or look differently, we're inherently the same, with the same values, the same concerns. We all want the opportunity to be free, to live our lives the way we see fit. And when I hear like fathers like Jaime Puerta, and others I know who have been ravaged by tragedy, all of this noise, garbage on the periphery of it's all race and hate and civil war, stop already. Because it's gotten so dang old. We've got so much work we could do. There's so much ahead to work toward. Can anybody just put that aside for a minute, the whole race crap, and just allow us to march forward and fix what has gone so tragically wrong over the next 19 months? I hope so. I am off tomorrow. It is, I'm supposed to be going to South Carolina to visit my son, Michael, at Clemson. It's not looking promising. And we'll see what happens. But I'd like to thank Dimitri for filling in for me tomorrow. And Brock, of course, for always holding down the fort. Remember, the Wendy Bell Radio program is now available in podcast form. And we're super excited about that. So download it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, as always, peace.